If in your heart you fear some oracle, some word of Zeus told by your gentle mother, then send me out at least, and send me quickly. Give me a company of myrmidons, and I may be a beacon to Danaans. Lend me your gear to strap over my shoulders. Trojans then may take me for yourself and break off battle, giving our worn-out men a chance to breathe. Respites are brief in war. We fresh troops, with one battle cry, might easily push their tired men back on the town, away from ships and huts. So he petitioned, witless as a child, that what he begged for was his own death, hard death and doom. Achilles, out of his deep anger, made reply. Hard words, dear prince. There is no oracle I know of that I must respect, no word from Zeus reported by my gentle mother. Only this bitterness eats at my heart, when one man would deprive and shame his equal, taking back his prize by abuse of power. The girl whom the Achaeans chose for me I won by my own spear. A town with walls I stormed and sacked for her. Then Agamemnon stole her back out of my hands, as though I were some vagabond held cheap. All that we can let pass as being over and done with. I could not rage forever, and yet, by heaven, I swore I would not rest from anger till the cries and clangor of battle reached my very ships. But you, now, you can strap my famous gear on your own shoulders, and then take command of Myrmidons on edge and ripe for combat, now that, like a dark storm cloud, the Trojans have poured round the first ships, and Argive troops have almost no room for maneuver left, with nothing to their rear but sea. The whole townful of Trojans joins in, sure of winning, because they cannot see my helmet's brow a flash in range of them. They'd fill the gullies with dead men soon, in flight up through the plain, if Agamemnon were on good terms with me. As things are, they've outflanked the camp. A mercy for them that in the hands of Diomedes no great spear goes berserk, warding death from the Danaans. Not yet have I heard the voice of Agamemnon, either shouting out of his hateful skull. The shout of Hector, the killer, calling Trojans, makes a roar like breaking surf, and with long answering cries they hold the whole plain where they drove the Achaeans. Even so, defend the ships, Patroclus. Attack the enemy in force, or they will set the ships ablaze with whirling fire and rob Achaeans of their dear return.